Would you pray with me? Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
A little mud. I sat this past week in the St. Louis County Juvenile Detention Center in front of a 14-year-old girl who told me she was pregnant. I started to cry. I was trying to hold back the tears and be professional and to exercise boundaries. But it seemed that the Spirit was inviting me to be present with this young girl first, through my tears, to see her and to hear her story. It's an easy thing to overlook in the text. It's an easy thing to overlook in our lives. It's easy to overlook it in our work, even at our church and in our ministries. It's easy not to see people. Sometimes our primary ministry is to stop and see people. In this text, it seems hard for the disciples to stop. Instead, they see first the man's condition. But I just imagine Jesus walking along the road, and he sees someone that is blind. He stops, it says, and he saw him. Where is the Spirit stopping us so that we can see? Then my questions began, obviously. I held them back as long as I could. Just like the disciples in the text, their questions began. Who? Why? Was it the boy? Or was it his parents, the reason for his blindness? What could the boy have done to be born blind? These are some of the questions that we ask about kids who are in juvenile. Why are the kids locked up? Was it their fault? Is their parents' fault? Whose fault is it? Being locked up is like being blind. It's a terrible physical and spiritual condition. The children struggle. They struggle with the idea that God has left them. They struggle with believing that others, that they are what others have called them, that they are their label, that they are their charge. They struggle to separate what they have done and need to be held accountable for who God has created them to be. They struggle to see Jesus answer the disciples through not really an answer to their question, but really an action to their question. Our mission at ECM is to help kids answer the question, can, not why. Can God be glorified in this situation? In other words, can being locked up somehow help me and help others? Are we willing to exchange a why for a can? Just last week, on Tuesday nights, I do a program called God Talk with the kids in the units, and this is the book we use. It's called Doing Time with God, Daily Readings for Kids in Lockup. And this book, it's simple. It takes 10 minutes. You go in, we read a story. These kids are written by juveniles in the Boston area. So we sit and we read these stories. The kids read them aloud. And I just ask them to listen to the story in the text and to see if there's something about the story that connects with their own story. And I always pick these stories purposely based on who I know is there. So this last story this week was on our heritage. And I was reminding the kids that we do have a heritage in God, that no matter what our family heritage is, no matter what we've come from or with, that we have a heritage in God. And this kid, I'll call him Daniel, he busts out. He starts waving his hand, Miss Deidre. He's so excited. Miss Deidre, I'm so glad you and the chaplains are here. I'm so glad y'all are here. I said, okay, you know, we're kind of in the middle of something here, you know, but okay, you have something to say, obviously, so let us give you our attention. And so he was just saying, you know, the chaplains, you know, you don't judge us, you know, for what we've done. This is a space where we can share that we do have a heritage, that God's not finished with us yet, that God can use our situation for good, that we are learning something, that we do want better, that we can do better, that we can be better. You know, the staff are sitting around listening to the kids share about what kind of heritage they want. And, you know, they're looking kind of questionable, like, are these the same kids? You know, the same kids with, you know, this charge and that charge? Are these the same kids that still have a hope for healing? We come in the name of Jesus Christ to answer not the why question, but the can question. Congregation, I know that you may not be locked up, but my guess is that you may have some why situations in your life as well. Why am I sick? Why am I hurting? Why are things not going as I planned? What I have learned from these children, that we, if we take our mind just for a moment off the why, we might discover what God can do in our situation. My last story is of this kid whom I'm calling Lionel. All the kids are very wonderful, unique, and special, just as precious as the children who came and sang. You couldn't see me back there, but I was very tearful because I love children. And when I see our children in the detention centers, I see children. I remember that they're kids. And when I see your kids here, our kids, I can't help think of the kids in detention, precious in God's sight. So Lionel is this kid that is full of light. He's a preacher. He's been preaching since he was 11 years old. In fact, he twisted my arm. He's like, "Chaplain, look, I'm a preacher, and I can preach on Sunday at chapel." And I was a little skeptical, you know, okay, you know, how old are you, and what are you going to say, and I don't know about this. But the Spirit said, just see. So Lionel preached at our chapel services. It was amazing. The kids were blessed. They complimented Lionel. They said, "Chaplain, that was awesome. Like, he spoke to us, you know, from where we are." And what I realized is that if I would equate Lionel in the text, I would say that Lionel is like a little bit of mud, you know. It's the way that God and Jesus always seem to want to partner with us to do healing. How our little messes, and Lionel has a little mess going on in his life right now, but he's full of light. And how, with just a little bit of mud, Jesus reaches down and puts a salve on the eyes of our condition, and then we can see. Church, I know that we have many priorities, many loyalties, but Jesus is asking us, will you bring me what you have? Will you bring me the resources you have? Will you bring me the gifts you have? I'll mix it with a little bit of mud, a salve for healing, a salve for seeing. So I have one last question for us this morning. Will we be a little mud?